Good morning. This is a privilege. It always is, and it's always exciting to be able to share the word. Week before last, Bobby Cappadeci taught on Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, a wonderful, simple teaching. It was great. And then last week, Jay taught on how blessed we are, how blessed our lives are. And last week, in Bobby Cap's manifestation, God said, get your eyes off your problems and get them on my word. And that, I thought that was, that's so simple, the things that God says to us. So I got to thinking about let not your heart be troubled. Well, what all does that entail? And manifesting to bless life. So the word trust came to mind. So I started thinking to trust God and take Him at His word. How do we go about that? What do we need to do to be able to really trust God? And we all say it, well, I'll trust God or I trust God. And we have little plaques plastered around on our walls and what have you with scripture on it, trust in the Lord and all that. So let's turn to Psalm 37. And I looked up the word trust in the good old concordance, one of my favorite books of all times because I'm a simple-minded person, and that's pretty simple to use. So I looked up the word trust in the Old Testament, and it is a word, batak, that might not be how you pronounce it, but it means to lean on, to trust, to be confident. So the English word confident means having firm trust, expectation, fully assured, absolutely certain. That's the word confidence in the English. Let me get to Psalm 37. Verse 1. Now, there are certain things that we need to apply to be able to be fully assured and certain that we can trust God and take Him at His word. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. What is it to do good? It's to walk with God. It's to walk and be committed to His word, to walk in the truth of God's word. That's how you do good. There's a lot of goody two-shoes and good doers in this world, but they're not walking on God's word necessarily. But that's how we do good. And we can trust God to do that. If God says something in His word, do I trust Him enough to do it? If God says to do something, do I trust Him enough that I will do it unconditionally without question? That's real trust in God. Will I do what He says to do in His word to the best of my ability? Let's say 99.9% of the time, at least 80%, let's say that. Because we miss the mark a lot. I do. Maybe you are perfect so far. I'm not. But we trust in the Lord. We do the word. That's how we trust God. If Sid says, I'm going to have fellowship Sunday morning, I trust him. I take him at his word. I trust him. Therefore, Sunday morning, I get in my car and come over here. That's how simple trusting God is. I do what God says to do. Delight thyself also in the Lord. Where is our delight? Where should it be? In the Lord. In God, in His wonderful Son, Jesus Christ. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of your heart. Isn't that great? You do one thing and He promises something. You delight in Him and He's going to bless you beyond measure. Isn't that wonderful? Why would we not trust Him to do that? Commit thy way. Here it is. This is our part. in trusting God. Commit thy way. And that word way means trodden path. The path that I trod every day, the path that you trod every day, we are to commit it to God. Our trodden path, our routine. Every day we are to commit our way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him. Trust Him enough to do that. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. And listen to this promise. This one gives me goosebumps, because I would love to see this. And He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Oh, what God has in store for us that we have not yet seen. The things that He has to show us personally in our individual walk with Him is, well, it's in the Word. It's unbelievable. We trust Him to do what He says for us to do. And for us, it's basically the epistles. If God says to love, we are to love. If God says to shut up, we are to shut up. If God says to give, we are to give. If God says, go over there and speak the word to that guy, no matter how he looks or what he's doing, we are to go speak the word to that guy. Remember in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, the eunuch reading the Bible? And God told Stephen, go over there. That was great. And normally that wouldn't happen in that culture. But no matter what it is that God says to do, we do it. And it's written in the epistles to us what we are to do. And He can also reveal to us what He wants us to do. And sometimes He might tell us to do something that goes against every bit of human logic and understanding and intelligence that we have, five senses wise. But if God says it, He means it. So let's go to 56. We're basically in the Psalms because, well, because I love the Psalms, that's why. Verse 3. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Now listen to this key to trust in God. In God, I will praise his word. That is a big, big key to believing and trusting God. To give God the praise due him for what he's done for you and for the entire body of Christ. And I'm not talking about praising him for a new car and a new furniture, that stupid stuff that's totally temporary anyway. I'm talking about praising God that he's made us righteous. Praising God for his son, Jesus Christ. Praising God that we are holy and without blame. Praising God for all the spiritual aspect of our lives. And in my life, I know, and I know it'll work in yours, because if it works in mine, I know it'll work in yours. When I am busy praising God, it's so easy to walk trusting God, because I've already got it in my mind and my heart, what he has already done. And what he's already done just gives you more trust. It's just axiomatic. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. The Psalms are full of this, and they're so beautifully written. Psalm 62. Verse 5. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. We wait on God patiently. We're patient after we pray because our expectation is from him. Sometimes you get an answer to prayer like that. Other times, Abraham's a good example. So is Noah. Noah had to trust God with that stupid ark for 120 years. He had to trust God enough, what God told him to do, and he trusted God. God said, Noah, build the ark. Noah built the ark, and he didn't stop till it was finished. Consequently, mankind was saved. 120 years he had to expect God's promises to come to pass. Most of us won't live till we're maybe 95 at the longest. We're just learning, folks. We're just learning. So, truly, wait a minute, where am I? My soul wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. Now listen to this confession. Here's another key to trusting God. What we confess to ourselves, what we say to ourselves, what we meditate upon, and what we say to each other. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. Isn't that wonderful? In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. What we confess, this is confession. This is confessing the word. And he knew that God was his refuge. We confess the word to ourselves until it gets into our hearts, and it's just, we're just living it. We just know it. It's there. It's in my heart. I no longer fight it. I don't fight a promise. I don't fight it. I believe I'm righteous. I believe I'm holy and without blame. I believe I'm just, I believe all of those things in my heart, and it's just there, and I'm living it, and I'm blessed, and I'm delighting in the Lord, and I'm praising him, and I know that I know that I know. Yeah, that's what we do. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. That's another key in trusting God. When you really have something heavy on your heart, don't you find a best friend or somebody that you know you can trust and just, and you feel so much better? Well, that's what God says to do with him. And I can trust Stella to tell her anything that's on my heart, but you know what? She's not God. She can't do anything about it much. I mean, she might be able to, you know, oh, honey, I understand. I'll pray for you. But God is my refuge. All these are keys to really trusting God. Psalm 112. Jay and Bobby both went over some of these psalms. Because I put this together, and then I listened to those two teachings, and I was like, oh my gosh, I stole all their verses. But I didn't know that at the time, so I guess God wants us to hear it. This is great. Here we go again. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that stands in awe of the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. There it is. We are to delight in his commandments. We are to delight in his word, in believing his word. Don't you love living when you're praising God and believing the word? And can't you get to hating life when you're confessing, when you're, woe is me and all that stuff? That's misery, and we're not miserable people. God said in the manifestations, we have victory. We have the victory already won through Jesus Christ. What a Savior, what a man. Where was I? Oh, verse 2. His seed, here's the promise. When we delight greatly in his commandments, his seed shall be mighty upon earth. Oh, the generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there rises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. And here it is. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed. That word fixed is prepared, establish, prepared. We prepare our hearts for the evil tidings. When they come, our hearts are fixed. They're already prepared, and we're trusting in God. We live in a time right now where, I mean, to me, I think the gathering should happen because I don't think it could get much worse, but it can. But we live in a time where Christians are being beheaded. You know, the economy, the education system, the government, you know, so much corruption, so much degradation. Gay marriage legal in the entire United States of America. I never thought I'd live to see that day. My grandmother would roll in her grave today. And all of these things that are going on, ungodly decisions being made time after time after time, affecting our entire nation and the world. And just anything goes, anything goes. Look at the television. Anything goes. I mean, I'm only 76 years old. You too, Millie. Did we ever see any of this when we were kids? Yeah. Never. Never. Or Sid. Never. Look what's happened in the past 70 years, 50 years, how fast it's going. And the technology. Next, we'll all have computer chips somewhere. You know, or they'll want us to. But our hearts get prepared. We're prepared for all of this. We're prepared, trusting in God that what He says, we can take Him at His word. If He says He'll deliver us, I prepare my heart to trust that He will deliver me. I prepare my heart with the word living in my heart. You will trust God. How much you trust God is in relation to how much word is living and real in your heart. When the stuff hits the fan, what are you going to do? And it can, you know, everyday life, stuff hits the fan. Something comes up every day, for the most part. Is my heart prepared to trust God? Every time He says it's available, we can. I love that verse. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is prepared, established, trusting in God. If God says something, He means it. It's up to us to take Him at His word and trust Him. We trust Him by getting the word in our hearts so that it's there. So we're not like, I'll trust God now. It doesn't work. It doesn't work that way. I mean, it might for you, but our heart's already prepared with His word living and real in it. Psalm 143, I love this one. Well, I love all of them. Psalm 143, verse 8. This is a great key to trusting God. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Isn't that beautiful? Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. God, I'm awake. I love you. Show me what to do. Direct my path. What do you want me to do today? How can I bless you and your people? Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Is that what we trust the first thing when we wake up? Or do we trust that our arthritis is not going to bother us? Well, so we can walk to the bathroom. Millie's shaking her head. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. For I lift up my soul unto thee. I give my all to you today, God. Joe Guarini taught the book of Hebrews. And he made a statement in there that he came to the realization of what God and His Word were really all about. And Joe said, at that moment in time, I was driving my car and I pulled over and I said, God, for whatever this life is worth, it belongs to You. Isn't that beautiful? That so hit my heart when I heard Joseph say that. And he meant that. But that's what we do. We lift up our entire being to Him. There's a great old hymn called I Surrender All. It's a beautiful old hymn, I Surrender All. I give my soul, my life, my being to You. Show me the way wherein I should walk. Help me see. Help me to believe. Teach me to love. Work in me. Whatever, God, just take my heart and it just belongs to You. That's trusting God. That's really trusting God. And then it says in verse 10, teach me to do Thy will, for Thou art my God. I ask God that all the time. Teach me. Help me to believe. Help me to see it. Help me to really have a grasp on the Word all the time. Okay, Psalm 146, verse 1. See how the Psalms constantly, with David especially, praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord. He was always praising God. And David got himself in some dire straits sometime and didn't walk with God and didn't trust God in the situation. But God would bring him back every time and he would praise ye God, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. No one can help us like God can. He is God. He has the answers. He knows what He's doing every single time. Might sound crazy to you, but He knows my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, my ways are higher than your ways. Put not your trust in princes. Now, we all have to trust people to a certain degree. I got to trust that the bank has my money in there and that I can write a check. I have to trust that the mechanic is going to do a good job on my car. But see, if they're not, you can get rid of them and go to the next guy you have to trust. But you never completely, we can't trust the government. We can't trust entirely what people might say or tell us they will do. But God, while I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have my being. We really learn to believe and trust God when we're praising Him. I really am convinced of that. And while you're busy praising God and thanking God, what are you thinking about? Right. Are you dwelling on your problem? Are you trying to figure out how to get out of something you got your stupid self into instead of asking God to help you get out of it? When we're praising God, we're blessed. We're blessed when we're praising God. And He's worthy of our praise, and He's really the only being, one, worthy of our total praise. Go to Proverbs 29. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Well, you want to be in a snare or do you want to be safe? Well, that's kind of a simple answer, isn't it? Yeah. When we're putting our when we are trusting God and taking Him at His word, that He's going to do what He says He'll do, and we're acting on His word, we will be safe. And fear is a snare. Fear is a snare. And the world promotes fear like nonstop, constantly. Everything is fear, is based on fear. It's the big motivator in the world. God's motivator is His goodness. God's goodness motivates us. And our lives are based upon His goodness. It's not our great believing, it's His goodness. Okay, Proverbs 3. Here's the big verse everybody puts on their wall. Verse 5. Trust in the Lord with how much of your heart? All thine heart. And you got to work the word in there to trust God with all your heart in every situation. We really need to have the word living and real in our hearts to where we're living it. It's a part of us. We're just living it. We're just walking. That's our life. That's just our life. We're just living the word because it is living in our heart. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. And that word understanding is intelligence. Don't lean to your own intelligence. And to be honest, I don't have a lot of intelligence anyway. So, in all thy ways, there we go. In all thy ways, acknowledge or know Him. Know Him in our lives. The Word is real to us. We believe it. We live it. We trust God. And He shall direct thy paths. He shall keep straight thy paths. Is that a promise that is just amazing? When we know Him in all our ways, He will direct our paths. What a wonderful way to live, that God will direct our paths. You know what that means? We don't have to worry about it. God is going to direct our paths. That is so much simpler than trying to figure things out myself. So much simpler, isn't it? In all thy ways know Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Now go to Psalm 84. And I'm going to read some of this because it's so beautiful. Jay and I like this psalm a lot. Okay. Verse 10. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand other days, it's saying. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. One day of walking with God is better than a thousand walking on your own trying to figure things out. Just one day with Him. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of the wickedness. To live among the rich and the wealthy and the, you know what I mean? I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God. I'd rather be God's doorman than live like the rest of the world. Isn't that great? For the Lord God, this verse, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusts in Thee. God just lays it out for us to believe and to trust Him. Look, I don't, it's just almost unbelievable, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just amazing. Just absolutely astounding. God is amazing. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. When we walk uprightly, we are trusting God. I trust Him because what He says, He means. I trust Him enough to walk with Him. I trust Him enough to live the Word. And He makes all these wonderful promises. And the Old Testament is full of it, just full of it. Noah and the Ark, Abraham. God told Abraham, get up and get out of there. I'm going to take you to a land. He didn't know where he was going. Joseph interpreted the Pharaoh's dream. Got all the Pharaoh's wealth for the children of Israel when they left. Moses parted the Red Sea. God parted the Red Sea. Moses got the children. Can you believe this? I mean, if we saw that stuff today, we'd probably faint. Daniel, thrown in the lion's den. Meshach, Shadrach, Abednego. God said, don't bow before any other gods. The king said, oh yeah, you're going to bow. They said, no, we're not. They said, the king, yes, you are, or you're going to burn in a fiery furnace. They said, well, we're not bowing. We're not bowing. They got thrown in the fiery furnace. Now, if you were being led up to that furnace, would you be trusting God? Let's get honest. And we know the story. They came out. They did. God sent an angel. Oh, brother. God is cool, isn't he? I'm telling you. And it's sometimes it's at the very last moment. At the very last moment, God's deliverance. David and Goliath. Little old David goes up to Goliath. He says, who are you to defy the armies of the living God? Ah! And killed the guy. Unbelievable. And then, and Paul the Apostle in the epistles. But the greatest example of all is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In that Garden of Gethsemane, when God told him, and Jesus Christ knew from Isaiah,